The great state of Texas is warm and in general dry, but a network of streams is etched into the dusty soil of this state, which means when the rains come, stream beds fill quickly and flood often. Here in Austin, we're not too far from a part of Central Texas known as Flash Flood Alley, with emphasis on the word flash, says nearby city administrator Don Ferguson from the town of Wimberley.
There's really not any advance information tool in place to give us an idea of what's coming. So we rely in large part on weather service forecasts, but more importantly, we rely on what we kind of call the old timers network, and that is we have a number of folks upstream that keep a close eye, and they're good neighbors, and they pick up the phone and call us when they get extremely heavy rainfall events.
And one of those occurred earlier this year when a surprise flash flood destroyed 300 homes and killed 12 people in Wimberley. Researchers at the University of Texas Austin are looking to replace an archaic flood prediction system with new computers that can forecast floods up to 15 hours before they hit. Joining me to discuss the system is Mose Bushell, reporter for State Impact Texas at KUT. Mose, welcome.
Thank you.
And the old timers network, it sounds pretty reliable, but not fast. And these computers would take similar information to what the old timers have, but also extrapolate out to what's happening.
That's right. What they're planning on doing is taking advances in predicting rainfall, understanding the geography better, and feeding all that through these supercomputers so that they can have a clear sense of where and when it might flood.
And do they have to watch the entire state and the entire weather picture to do that?
This is actually part of a national plan. So they'll be looking all across the country at different kind of defining things down to the creek bed, where you might see heavy rainfall and then how that flow in that creek would intersect with a river and could potentially damage a city, you know, miles and miles away.
How do you notify people quickly? Is it radio? Is it cell phones? Is it, a variety of platforms, I would think.
Yeah,
I
mean, often, as the city administrator alluded to, they pay attention to National Weather Service. So, you know, those folks are in touch with emergency responders. And then when you're trying to evacuate people, you can do things like reverse 911. Often they end up needing to go door to door, you know, really taking people out of their houses.
Is this designed custom for flood emergencies, or does it rely on other kinds of weather notification systems, other kinds of algorithms that take a look at the atmosphere and predict what's going to happen on the ground?
So my understanding is this is designed specifically for floods, and the kind of long-term goal is to create a system where, you know, how we have a tornado warning system nationally. So this is something where they could look and say, you're likely to have a flood even 15 hours out, looking at weather forecasts.
In terms of broad climate change issues, are these anticipated to be much more frequent?
So we've had three major floods in this area in the last 2 years. A lot of scientists say that we can expect these extreme weather events to happen more and more frequently with climate change.
Changing development patterns. People shouldn't live in the floodplain. Living in a place called Floodplain Alley maybe isn't the best idea in the world.
Another huge debate that's happening here right now. I mean, Texas is a rapidly growing state. The last year we've had wildfires and flooding.
And drought.
Drought and catastrophic flooding. So where you develop is an important question. And critics do say that we need to be more careful about where we're allowing building to take place.
Mose Bushell talking about the new flood warning network, which will be in place when?
They're going to go live with that next May at the new National Water Center.
Just in time for the flood season next year. Mose Bushell, State Impact Texas reporter for KUT. Thanks so much, Mose.
Thanks, Hawk.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.